Welcome to Coffee Break with Jess. This is the place to get a much needed break from the chaos of life, come together and refill. Together, we'll tackle some hard truths and be redirected to success away from trauma, pain, and self-doubt in our businesses and in daily life. Life did not go as planned in 2020 and 2021, and I kept dropping the ball with this podcast because it just felt like it was something that was not needed. But I received feedback. There are people still listening today to the podcast episodes that I released. So I am making a commitment to myself in 2022 to release podcast episodes no matter how I feel. Now I was working on a series called Anxious Entrepreneur. And it was as I went through the journey of becoming less anxious and more trusting in my business that I would be able to help others through my kind of testimony. And for the life of me, I could not get the next episode out. So we're going to smash that anxiety right now. And this is going to be the episode where we are talking about praying and writing the plan. It feels great to get a vision for your business, for your ministry, for your life. It's something that you've prayed for, something that you know will have so much impact in your life and in other people's lives, and you're actually able to see it. You're able to see what it would look like once it's actually completed. But sometimes that vision can be haunting. It can breed anxiety in our lives because right now we're not in that financial space to be able to do what we need to do. We're not in that mental space to be able to do what we would like, that what we envision it to be. And it gets discouraging. You are dissatisfied. You are upset. You are depressed. And it is so hard to actually get that done. You didn't get that vision for no reason. You didn't have those dreams for no reason. But much like this podcast, you will start to grow. And as you grow, the lessons that you learn, the lessons that are completed during this time of growth to get to what that vision is, you receive so much and you're able to help those exact people who your vision is going to feed. So if you have just a love for business owners. I have a love for business owners. I want to help as many business owners as I can to build a wealthy legacy, not just for their kids, but their kids' kids. I want to be able to help them build these businesses that will feed many generations after them. And for me, it was a huge test to want to do that because I didn't have the background. I didn't go to school for business. Whatever I've learned in business, it has been by doing. It has been done by learning on job, off job. But in the 10 years of being in business, I've learned so much and I've helped so many business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs get started with their business that I can see that vision coming into focus despite what my bank account says, despite what my follower account says, despite what my email list may say. I know that it's going to happen, but how do we get there? How do we keep to that vision? And once you receive that vision, you need to write it down. Write down every detail, every feeling that you had, the colors that you saw around you. Write down the experience. Write in it so much detail that you can literally close your eyes and see it as somebody is speaking that vision back to you. Because you're going to have to go over that vision over and over and over and over and over again. Because as you go through those trials, as you go through those fights, as you go through that pain, as you go through that growth, as you go through that transformation, you're going to have to remember why you're doing this, what the outcome is. And the only way to do that is to have it down on paper, what the end goal is. You're also going to have to continuously submit it to God. Plans change, visions change. They become more than what you've ever thought they could be. There's people added, there's people taken away. The only way to take your business, your family to that place that you need is to submit it back to the Creator and get any updates, get any, am I doing this right? Is there anything that I need to do outside of what you originally given to me? God, I'm believing and trusting that you're going to do amazing and incredible things in my life with this vision. I know that you are going to touch millions of people's lives with my vision. I know that my vision isn't just for me. I know that goal isn't just for me. It's for my family. It's for my kids' kids. It's for my great, 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 great grandkids. I know that you gave me this for a reason, and I'm going to continuously submit it to you, Lord, because you wrote the plan. You know what you have for me in my life. So if I continuously submit it to you, I can't go wrong. You're going to give me the actual steps to make it to that next place. And that comes with documenting the plan. What does God have for me to do with this plan? What events do I need to go to? What people do I need to reach out to? Who do I need to ask for help to bring this vision into life? Everything that you're given, you want to write it down. Make you a checklist for documenting the plan. What is going to take me from point A to point B to point C and onward? You can't just take the vision and go from waking up one day like, that was a beautiful vision. That was something that I can't wait to have in my life. I can't wait. And then the next day it happens. You have to work at it. You have to know where to walk, how to walk, who to talk to, what you need. Maybe you need a website. Maybe you need somebody to take over your whole online presence because that is not something that you are comfortable or able to do. Asking God for those people who are supposed to be in your life. If you need a nanny to help with the management of your home because your vision is tied to your home life, then same thing. Father, send me a nanny. Show me where to look for a nanny. Send the people. This is the plan. This is a vision that you gave me. I submitted it to you. You're giving me the plan and the people. And now I'm going to walk in faith. I'm going to continue walking straight down this path, down every step that you have given me to my vision. Yeah, it may be some mountains in there. It may be some slopes, but no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. So every mountain that is in my way, I know will be brought down to ash because this was given to God. The plan was given to me, and I'm walking in faith because God does not fail. Out of every one of your bad days, you're still here. Every one of your bad days, you overcame. Every one of them, you survived. And one thing that we don't think about is that trials, tribulations, fights, arguments, all of that is going to come. The weapons are going to come, but they won't prosper. So we need to arm ourselves with what we need in making this vision come to life. Find scriptures that go with your vision, God's promises. Write love notes to yourself. Write notes to yourself that is motivating you, that is encouraging you, that is keeping you on plan. Remember, God doesn't fail. Most times we fail. We fail to plan. We fail to execute. We fail to pray. We fail to submit. We fail to document. We fail to walk in faith. But no matter the things that you have failed in your life, you could get up right now, today, this second, this minute, and decide, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to submit this to God. I'm sorry, Lord, because I didn't mess up. But I know in my heart that you have what's best for me. That you know the good for me, and everything, every lesson that I had to learn during this time will be used to help somebody else grow and prosper and not make the same mistakes that I made. So I'm going to turn back to you, Lord, and I'm going to continue to walk in faith, stable faith, because I know what you have promised me. I know what you have shown me. I know the people who are connected to this vision will prosper. I know you never fail. You never failed me. You never will. You've never failed. So take that with you today as you go forth in your business, in your family life, in your marriage, in your relationships. Take it with you and remember that God doesn't fail. If he gave you a plan, he gave you a vision, you walk. You walk until you see that vision around you, because he does not fail and you won't fail either. I hope that this helped someone. I hope that you understand the goodness that is coming towards you, no matter what it looks like right now, no matter what 2020, 2021 has shown you, it's going to be better for you and your family. It's going to go right. It's going to work out as long as you stay connected to him. As long as you work the plan, you cannot fail. I thank you so much for listening to this episode. Overcome, no matter what life has given you, to overcome and succeed and walk in faith. If this was helpful, please subscribe for the new episodes that are coming. I'm excited with what's coming out in 2022. Leave a comment under the post and in the show notes. And let me know that you are documenting the plan that you're praying. Send me your prayers. I love to be a part of your journey in this. I look forward to seeing you next time. Till then.